From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with breaking news in Egypt, where officials say an explosion at a church north of Cairo killed at least 13 people and wounded dozens more. Sunday's explosion in the town of Tanta comes as a Coptic Christian group celebrates Palm Sunday. So far, officials have not said exactly what caused the blast, and there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's population. They have been repeatedly harassed by the Islamic extremists. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest as we continue to gather more information. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson travels to Moscow on Wednesday, just days after the United States launched missile strikes on Russia's ally, Syria. Tillerson told ABC News the U.S. has not changed its military stance toward Syria after firing missiles on the Syrian airbase in response to a chemical weapons attack that killed more than 80 civilians.
I think the president was very clear in his message to the American people that this strike was related solely to the most recent horrific use of chemical weapons against women, children, and as the president said, even small babies. And we're asking and calling on Bashar al-Assad to cease the use of these weapons. Other than that, there is no change to our military posture.
Meantime, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson announced that he canceled his planned visit to Russia on Monday, citing developments in Syria have changed the situation fundamentally. Johnson said he did consult with Tillerson before calling off his trip to Russia. Secretary of State Tillerson heads to Russia after attending the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy is sending a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster the U.S. presence there and send a message to North Korea, which this week conducted a ballistic missile test in spite of U.N. Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as three guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. President Trump has called on China, one of the few nations with strong ties to Pyongyang, to take stronger action to curb those nuclear ambitions. Police in Norway appear to have prevented a criminal attack on the subway system after finding an explosive device by a busy subway station in the Norwegian capital. Police evacuated bars and restaurants. Officials say the device was neutralized and one person has been arrested. So far, police have not released details about the suspect or the device found. Norway was put on high alert after neighboring Sweden suffered a truck attack in the capital that killed 4 people and injured 15 others. One person was taken into custody there. Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte told hundreds of World War II Filipino veterans Sunday Manila and Washington should help each other on regional and global threats, recalling the two nations' alliance during the Second World War.
The shared juncture in our past should be the firm basis for moving our relations forward with full and mutual respect and sovereignty. As we fought together to stave off the enemy, then, so we should help each other to address the threats that confront our societies, our region, and our world.
Ties between Manila and Washington have been strained since Duterte started his presidency last year after the U.S. expressed concern about the mounting deaths in the Philippine War on Drugs. Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama said it is up to the Tibetan people to decide whether the institution of the Dalai Lama will continue and that China cannot decide on his successor. Speaking Saturday, the Buddhist monk said he will organize a conference to discuss the issue of the next Dalai Lama before the end of this year. The Dalai Lama says Chinese officials have no role in identifying his successor because they are atheists and do not believe in the concept of religion. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.